You wake to warm sun streaming in through the sheer curtains of the balcony doors. Gently, you pull back the wide linen sheets to feel the warmth of the sunlight on your skin. Taking a deep breath, you gaze out the window at the pale blue sky. You can feel your sleepiness drift away as you soak in this beautiful morning. You rise, placing your bare feet on the Spanish tile. As you walk out to the balcony, you notice the details of the floor. The tiles have deep orange circles with scalloped edges and abstract flower petals in yellow and blue. They feel smooth and cool against your skin. Even at this early hour, the day is already beginning to grow warm. Out on the balcony, you look down a narrow alley. It's lined with stucco buildings, which are dotted with colorful flower pots. The morning laundry hangs on your neighbor's balcony, drying quickly in the sun. You hear it rumble in the gentle breeze and catch the faint smell of lavender and cotton. The alley gently slopes out to the sea. From where you're standing, you can see a tiny square of light blue-green in the distance. Golden flecks of light flash on the surface of the water. Down the street, you catch a glimpse of your friend, who is reading a book at a table outside the hotel cafe. Set on the table, in front of an empty chair, is a paper cup and a covered plate. You realize your friend has already ordered you breakfast and is just waiting for you to come down. You hope there's café con leche, or coffee with milk, and pan con tomate, or bread with tomato. This is your favorite breakfast here in Spain. You relish how simple and fresh it is. As you imagine it now, you feel your stomach begin to rumble. It's time to start the day. After you shower and get dressed, you make your way downstairs. In the lobby, you notice a small group of people in wetsuits. They are carrying short rectangular surfboards and heavy bags filled with gear. Two of them are laughing together, while three others are examining a map. You wonder where they might be headed and what kind of waves they'll find to surf. Perhaps you'll see them again, you think to yourself. As you exit the hotel and head down the cobblestone street, you wave and call to your friend, who looks up with a smile. Taking your seat, you lift the metal cover from the plate, which has been keeping your food warm. It reveals exactly what you were hoping for. Pan con tomate. Smiling with delight, you spread the tomato onto the freshly baked bread and take a bite. It's the perfect texture. Crunchy on the outside, and soft in the middle. The fresh tomato has been crushed with olive oil and salt. Its earthy flavor bursts inside your mouth. As you eat and sip your coffee, your friend reads aloud to you about this area, including its wide variety of plants and animals. This seaside village is located near a delta, where the river Ebro meets the Mediterranean Sea. It's the southeastern tip of the Spanish province of Catalonia.